with Melissa and James here on WFHR. You know, I like the way Chuck does this.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Israeli missiles have been targeting Gaza on this fourth day of war since Hamas' surprise invasion. The death toll on both sides has topped 1,600 and includes at least 11 Americans. Correspondent Holly Williams reports from Israel's southern border.
Israel's ordered a total siege of the Gaza Strip with no food, fuel, or medicine for its residents.
Though Israel didn't start this war, Israel will finish it. Once the Jewish
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu promised his people they would have vengeance.
No longer. Hamas will understand that by attacking us, they've made a mistake of historic proportions.
President Biden will speak about the war at 1 p.m. Eastern. A Jewish community in Northern California is showing support for Israel. KOVR-TV's Steve Large.
As the conflict escalates, the city of Sacramento is now shining blue light on the Memorial Auditorium, the Convention Center, and the Performing Arts Center. The mayor's spokesperson writing an email, the lights symbolize solidarity for the people killed and injured in the terrorist attacks.
It's war. Don't think your brothers are fighting and you could sleep. It's battle for all.
It is intense.
This Middle East crisis with consequences stretching around the world.
Potential new U.S. help is being held up by politics. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Congress can't resume its work, including new aid or additional munitions for Israel, until a speaker is chosen. And there is just no clear timetable for that. The candidates will meet privately with the House Republican conference later today here at the Capitol, with an internal vote among Republicans no earlier than tomorrow. And then there has to be a full vote in the U.S. House.
Healthcare workers are threatening a new strike against Kaiser Permanente. This time, it would last an entire week. The unions say members will walk out again next month if they don't have a new contract deal by then. They staged a three-day strike last week. There's new fallout from the nearly month-long strike against Detroit's Big Three. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
Chrysler maker Stellantis says it most recently has temporarily laid off more than 500 employees at its Trenton, Michigan engine complex, in addition to 50 people at an Indiana casting plant. Ford says another 71 workers have been laid off at its Livonia, Michigan transmission plant. General Motors has told nearly 200 people at plants in Ohio, Indiana, and Michigan to stay home, increasing its layoffs to 2,300.
Tomorrow night's Powerball pot is up to a staggering $1.7 billion. No one won last night. And as far as this guy in L.A. is concerned,
no one should ever have that much money. If you do get that much money, you should share it. You know what I'm saying?
This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Bring smiles to all when shopping online with Dell Technologies Gift Guide. Whether it's for the artist, the entrepreneur, the student, or the streamer, you'll find the perfect gift for everyone on your list. Dell.com/gift guide makes gifting easy with a carefully curated selection of our best tech. Shop now to explore our innovative PCs, like the XPS 13 laptop, powered by the latest Intel Core processors, plus this season's top accessories. Visit Dell.com/gift guide today to get a jump on your holiday gift list. That's Dell.com/gift guide.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Highs around 52 this afternoon under overcast skies, northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tonight, lows around 38. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, highs around 58. Temps below average Thursday and Friday with highs from the low 50s to the mid 50s. Showers both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 44.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Have your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And we're here today joined by our good friend, Dawn DeSarcy, Recreation Supervisor, Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Rec Department. Dawn, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. It's good to see you. We appreciate the time. How have you been?
Good. It's busy.
You ain't kidding. Dawn and I were just talking in our pregame here how busy it is and everything, and the months are just flying right by, and the events are speeding up on us here.
They are. They came up fast.
We've got a great event coming up, in fact, this weekend, Dawn.
We do. We have babysitting coming up this weekend, Safe Sitter. That's this Saturday at the library. And then there's another class December 2nd.
And this class, it's certainly beneficial to young people out there. I know that some of my first jobs were babysitting my brother and sister and that. It's a great opportunity for kids to learn responsibility, to learn about these things. And how great for parents to be able to feel confident in a babysitter taking a class like this, I'd imagine.
Mm-hmm. They do. They definitely do. This is for grades 6 through 8. And yes, the kids learn a lot. They tend to really enjoy the class, and we hope we have a couple more registrations for this Saturday.
I should mention as well, Melissa, Dawn does have headphones on, so she can hear you. Just
good.
We're not always able to connect with those, so just so you know, Mel. Just wanted to connect.
Thank you.
Yeah. Gymnastics is coming up, right? Oh, I'm sorry, actually, Dawn, before we go to, past the Safe Sitter program,
yes.
Where is that going to be taking place?
That's over at the McMillan Memorial Library.
Yeah. And that is this Saturday. And
there is
another class on December 2nd if you miss it, I see.
Yes.
Cool. Yep. Am I too old to take that class? No.
Well, I mean, technically, we could maybe make an exception.
All right. Thank you, Dawn. I am definitely too old for gymnastics 2 to 8.
And those classes, I'm pretty sure, have filled up. I would have to double check, but we just have hired a wonderful instructor, and we're really happy to have her, and classes are full.
And I seem to remember this quite a consistent thing with gymnastics classes. They fill up pretty quick around here.
They do. It gives kids a good little sampling of, you know, some gymnastics moves.
And kids like to move.
Yeah.
They sure do.
Yeah.
And they need to, especially the littler ones.
Yes. Wear them out.
Right, exactly.
It's a good idea to keep in mind if you're a little one or you want your kid to be a part of something like this. If you see these things, get in early. Get in the registration early.
Absolutely. Especially gymnastics. That one fills up within the second day, I think it was full.
I believe it.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Where would you like to go next?
We can talk about rock painting.
I was hoping so.
Yeah. October 27th is our Halloween theme, and then December 1st is our Christmas theme. We have our Rockin' in Rapids administrator, Susie Squirrel, but Susie Miller.
Mm-hmm.
She does a great job teaching those classes, and that's over at the Lowell Center Art Room.
What can
painting rocks is so much fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
It is.
It's from what I've heard from Susan herself and some others, it's very relaxing too. It's a nice release.
It is. And you know what? They always turn out really cute. Mm-hmm. Even if you're not super creative or can't really paint that well, she really is great at kind of guiding you through it and making them look nice.
There's a lot of fun with that this time of year too, I imagine.
Definitely.
And just to give a heads up to everybody out there, it looks like they're going to have a Christmas theme one coming up in December.
Yes, there's a Christmas-themed rock on December 1st. Actually, it'll be a couple rocks. She gives you a few of them to paint. She'll have a couple different designs ready.
Is there an age requirement on this one?
Not necessarily. 6 and up.
Okay.
I mean,
you can do
younger,
that one, James.
I can do the yes. And where is this one taking place?
This is at the Lowell Center also in the art room.
Yeah, we say hello to our good morning to our friends at the Lowell Center.
Yes.
Adorable Art with Wendy. A great title. Real quickly, that's a great title for a class.
They're so cute. The items that she's going to make are super cute. The first class, actually, we didn't have anybody register for, so we have one coming up on November 6th. That one is Pebble Art, and it's little reindeer that it looks like they're looking over a fence. It's super cute. And then the other one is the Grinch Wine Bottle. And those are really, really super cute, too. So hopefully we'll get some people that are interested in doing those and sign up now.
It would sound like fun little project. They'd be great gifts, especially at those exchanges that you do, or a white elephant gift or something like that.
Yes, and they will turn out like the pictures. Wendy will do a great job of helping you make them look how they're supposed to.
I think that's a really nice point, Dawn. Somebody like myself, I can't draw a stick figure. I'm horrible at art. But you even somebody like me can take these classes and learn a little bit and have some certainly have some fun.
Absolutely.
And really come turn out with a nice project.
Right. Yes.
And that's I am still making up for like the mug I made for my mom in fifth grade in these things. So I really need to take one of these classes and make something for her, to that poor woman.
Moms like handmade stuff, James. They do. Even if you mess it up, it's okay.
That's true.
You both are so right about this, because I have my mother's voice in the back of my head telling me, take this class. This is what I want for my birthday.
There you go.
And Melissa had a great point with that, too. Mm-hmm. In all seriousness, we understand that the holidays are coming, and not everybody can afford everything that they want to get for everybody.
Right.
Taking a class like this and being able to make some of these things is not only a great way to come up with a gift for someone, but an affordable gift and a gift that is priceless.
It is.
You can't put a price on something like this.
No. They look very professionally done, but when you make it yourself, it just makes it extra special.
Because you're putting that love into it.
That's right.
Yeah. And it looks like this one is also taking place at the Lowe Center.
It is. Cool. We have a really nice art area over there, so that's what we're using.
And there are plenty of other great projects and different things like this going on. We encourage you to go to the Parks and Reps website, parks.wirapids.org, to find out more about some of those. Dawn, I would like to take a little time, if you don't mind, to talk about some of the leagues you guys have.
That would be great.
Let's get into that a little bit.
Sure. So we still have openings for volleyball. We have a women's league on Tuesdays and a co-ed league on Thursdays. We need more women's teams to actually have this league. Our numbers seem to be a little bit down ever since COVID. It seems to have really affected numbers in our league sports.
Volleyball is one of the greatest exercises you can get.
Absolutely.
It uses every bone in your body.
It's
also not one of those ones where I know a lot of people that play volleyball that are in their 60s.
Yes.
That are not necessarily what you would look at and say, oh, they're an Adonis or something like that. It's just a fun sport to play, but it reminds me a little bit of bowling. Where
a little bit.
You don't have to be in the top-notch shape like a professional athlete to be able to play and have fun and not worry about hurting yourself or something like that.
Just don't dive for the ball and you're probably fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, we'll have ice packs for you.
Sometimes that makes it more fun, actually. And with these things, too, the more people we get to sign up, the more we can really count on them being there next year and being able to continue having these things.
Right. We've got men's non-competitive basketball league also. That's on Wednesday evenings over at Rams.
Wednesday evenings at Rams. Yep. Just writing that down.
That one is filling up, too.
Yeah, I bet. There's an interesting one to me where when I was younger, I feel like it was the opposite, Dawn, where a lot of people seemed to sign up for volleyball, and always were struggling to find people to play ball with us.
Yeah.
I did this a lot over at the Y in Port Edwards. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, seems like it's kind of gone the other direction.
Seems to.
So if you want to be a part of that basketball league, probably sign up soon.
Sign up soon. The deadline's actually Friday.
Mm. Oh, okay. Good to know.
And then pickleball also. We do have quite a few people signed up for pickleball, but we still have space for that as well.
That's one of those ones that just, the rise of pickleball is
pretty huge.
It really is.
It is, and it's a lot of fun because everybody
sport.
Can play it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a deadline for the pickleball sign-up?
That actually is it's this Friday also.
Okay.
Because it starts on the 23rd of October, so it's coming up fast.
When it comes to any of these leagues, Dawn, are there things that people should know going into them? Like, are there any requirements or anything other than registering?
Registering, make sure that you have your team, have a list of who you are going to have on your team. We always need to have them on file. We need to have waivers signed, all that good stuff. The other thing that I think we should talk a little bit about, there is a flag football league on Wednesday evenings, and it's full, but I would definitely encourage you to go watch.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun to watch those games. That goes through mid-November, so...
You know,
take a look.
Take a look. Take it in. Because first off, we love football. I mean, we love it on all forms.
Definitely.
We'll even sit there and those old football games with the electric guys we'll even watch that right now. That's how much we love football.
Right.
When it comes to flag football and being able to take this in, another interesting aspect of it is actually something we were touching on yesterday. They're proposing this for the Olympics.
Seriously.
And they're hoping.
Wow.
They over the weekend, a chairman out in L.A. had a huge press conference to the Olympic committee with this and pickleball and squash, trying to get them into the Olympics by 2028.
Nice.
This isn't coming from me. People that actually are in the know of this subject are talking about it as it's probably going to happen.
So it's kind of interesting, you know, maybe getting in on this a little bit early while taking in the sport, watching it. It is different than pro football, obviously. It's a lot different. I actually think in some ways it can be more challenging than actual football.
Yeah.
Just grabbing a flag, just playing a lot of flag football growing up and everything.
Right.
Grabbing a flag and tackling somebody are two very different things.
Yep. Very different.
That's a fun one and a good idea. A very good idea by you to go take this sport in.
It's a fun one. It's over at Meadfield on Wednesday evenings, like I said.
Thank you.
Sure.
And disc golf, that one too, want to mention.
Yep, that one is, it goes through... Well, right now it's going through October 22nd, so it's almost ending, but it's Sundays, and you can go join up in the mornings and play for the day.
Yeah. Also wanted to mention before we let you go, Dawn, about volunteer opportunities.
Yes, if you want to help take pictures or if you'd like to volunteer to ref football, say, we do some hiring for those positions as well, but if anybody needs volunteer hours, we can work with them on those.
Especially, I'm thinking of college kids out there, kids in their senior year getting ready for college.
Yes.
You want something looking nice on your resume. You know, volunteering for any of these kind of things is going to look really good. There's also a lot of people out there, and I'm not talking strictly to my dad, but people like him, former athletes, who want so badly to be able to play some of these sports. Maybe their body just can't, or they can't in one reason or another. You can still ref.
You sure can.
That's a way to get involved.
It is. It is.
And the fun of this, too, of volunteering, of being a part of these things and stuff, especially when some of these kids' game events and everything.
Right.
I dare you to do this and not smile and laugh the whole time.
Have a good time.
It's great. A little bit later today in our Good Stories of the Day, we're going to talk and focus on the dog park.
Great.
But I do appreciate you bringing that to our attention as well, Dawn.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Tomorrow.
I was very excited. Very excited. We're huge. Melissa, Dawn's got this beautiful dog pendant on. It's just wonderful. She's one of our dog people.
Oh, for sure.
Dawn, with all of these things going on, how can we help support the Parks and Recs Department?
Well, like we talked about, volunteering is great. Get the word out on our programs. Share them on Facebook. Share them with your friends and family. The other thing that we really are going to be looking for soon is lifeguards for next season. So take a lifeguarding class. Get signed up.
I think, you know, in order to cover our bases and play this safe, you're going to have to come back. You're going to have to come back in the summer or spring or something like that.
Sure.
And we'll remind people about lifeguards.
Absolutely. Yep.
Thanks a lot for the time, Dawn. Always good to see
you. Thanks for having me.
You can find out more again by going to parks.wirapids.org, parks.wirapids.org. Be sure to follow along on Facebook as well. Just type in your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Rec Department. Dawn, if people want to reach you specifically, is there a number they can call?
They can call the office at 715-421-8240, or we have an email address that's pretty simple, parksdepartment@wirapids.org.
Thanks for the time again, Dawn. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
Locally Grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
If you're looking to get in the spirit of Halloween, look no further than the Trading Post in Wisconsin Rapids. They have quality goods at affordable prices with items changing daily. Get decked out for the season at the Trading Post, the store you can get lost in.
Tri-City Services Heating and AC wants to warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area by giving a furnace to a deserving person or family in need, someone who needs a helping hand and is trying to work their way back to the top. Do you know of anyone like that? Maybe it's you. Apply yourself or nominate online at calltricity.com before October 16th. The committee will select someone to have a furnace installed at no charge. That's right, no charge. Please help us warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area. Apply or nominate online at calltricity.com.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Highs around 52 this afternoon under overcast skies, northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tonight, lows around 38. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, highs around 58. Temps below average Thursday and Friday with highs from the low 50s to the mid 50s. Showers both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 44.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. If your name's Gloria, you're sick of this song.
Yes.
That's all I had. I had nothing else. We want to send a big shout out to our friend Dawn DeSorcy, recreation supervisor with Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Recs Department.
Yeah, that was great.
Dawn knows the door is open. She can join us anytime. Looking forward to talking with her again real soon and find out more about some of those great things we were doing. We were talking about parks.wirapids.org, parks.wirapids.org. Be sure to follow them on Facebook as well.
And I had an idea because, you know, they need to get more women out there for their women's volleyball. Get those kids into that babysitting class. So we got more babysitters so moms can get out the house.
You are good. Nicely done. Oh, I couldn't agree more. Well done, Melissa. We got to get into a couple of different topics before we wrap up today. After Melissa's news, we're going to do this Halloween poll. Are these couple costumes cute or cringy? We'll get into that in a little bit.
Oh, good.
Right now, here's an interesting one. If you're bored out of your mind at your current job, it's a challenge to make it sound impressive. It might be a challenge to make it sound impressive on a resume, which is why some people lightly or heavily exaggerate. In a new survey, 70% of people say they have lied on a resume, including 37% who admit to lying frequently. And here are the most common resume lies. Quote, establishing responsibilities. Embellishing responsibilities.
Embellishing responsibilities.
You
weren't that far off.
Embellishing, yeah. I mean, that's kind of the essence of this whole conversation, I'd imagine.
Yes. A manager position. And you tell somebody to take out the trash.
Right, yes, yeah. altering job titles to make them sound more impressive.
I think that's kind of dumb to do.
I think all of this is dumb to do. I'm sorry. I can't think of a sillier thing to do in life. Or one of the silliest things to do in life to me is to lie on your resume. Period. To me. That's just speaking for me. I am not a believer in fake it till you make it. You're going to have to make it one day. And what happens when you've got to make it? Yes. You know what? I've made tons of pizzas in my life. Tons of pizzas. Okay, here's your job. You're making pizzas. We just got an order in for 4 pizzas. Need all 3-4 pepperoni. Make them right now. Okay. All right, so I start with the crust, right? But you said you've made these before. Yeah, sure. I just need a refresher. So I start with the crust, right?
YouTube.
Let me see. Make 4 pepperoni pizzas. Okay, my computer's laughing at me. Okay, great. I don't understand the thought process in this. You get the job, okay, that's great. What happens when you get fired in 2 days because you can't do any of the things you said you could do and you're just right back where you started? What's the purpose of this? You're only hurting yourself. And now if you don't really want to find a job, then okay, you go right ahead, I guess that's you know, this is perfect for you then. Fabricating how many people you managed.
I
once managed over 110 people. I was the assistant director for Romeo and Juliet. And by assistant director, I mean I got coffee. I had to get coffee for the actual assistant director and the other director. I got the, but I got it quick. I was really fast about it.
Yeah, and everybody's order was right.
Yep, I think it was.
Don't say that on a resume, James.
Yeah. Stretching the length of time you were employed at a job.
No.
Lying about the name of the company that employed you. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? That doesn't make any sense.
No.
It is tough when you have like jobs like that are no longer around, and you have them on your resume. especially if you work there at a long period of time and like there's no.
And then they went out of business or they got bought and they changed the name.
Right. That happens so much nowadays. I worked at G&K Services for like 3 years and they're not even a thing anymore. I worked at Cops grocery store for many years, for two years. They're not a thing anymore. Like, I don't know.
Right.
Even in radio, well, our call letters don't change. I've worked for four different ownerships under this call, under these call letters and everything.
Right, with different names of companies.
Yeah. Making up the entire position. Okay, now you're just not even trying to get hired. Now you're just trying to make the whoever's looking at the resumes laugh. Making up a position? Really? I'm not saying that any of these things might not work. It might not get you the job. What is the point though? Do you want to land the job or do you want to keep the job?
There's a difference.
Big time. Inflating metrics or accomplishments you achieved, like sales numbers and percentages.
That's just straight up lying.
Yeah. Listing skills you don't have.
Dumb.
I am fluent in every language. Okay, great, because we've got this guy coming in who only speaks Spanish. I need you to... Can't do it! Sorry. Don't speak that one. What? Wait a minute, what? listing awards or accolades you didn't get. Melissa,
Wow.
I don't know if I told you this, but in 1999, I won Best Supporting Actor.
Oh, yeah?
I did, yes.
99?
In 99, I won Best Supporting Actor for a musical comedy. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Don't look it up. Don't look it up. But I did.
Okay.
And number 10 on this list, lying about volunteer work, which feels
cringy.
Feels almost like stealing from a church.
That's bad karma, man.
That is some negative. I mean, there's bad karma, and then there is some like you just don't want to have a good life. You just want karma to constantly be hanging over your shoulder the rest of your life. Like there are certain things you just don't do.
So when you started this article, I was kind of thinking, all right, some of these things, because a lot of the jobs that people are applying for now, they don't even have a real person looking at their resumes. A lot of these, especially bigger corporations and companies, everything goes through AI now. You know, and if you don't match your resume to what the job is looking for, you have no chance of getting chosen. So I was gonna take the track of, okay, well, some of this is done just to get through, to get the interview, to talk to a real person. But then you went through the rest of these and like, no, these people are straight up lying. Not even okay, because none of that is going to get you past AI.
I mean, in what scenario is this going to benefit you if you're if what you're trying to do is actually land a job?
Right. If you're building your career on deceit, I don't think that's going to go well for you. I mean, we have seen it work for some people, but eventually they crash and burn, whether we know about it or not.
Other things people fudge include education credentials, covering up gaps between jobs, and pretending to be proficient in tech, like knowing tools that are often requested in that field. But because lying is so common and employers know it, a candidate could stand out more by just being enthusiastic and honest. Mm-hmm. Not to mention the confidence you will have in interviews. If you don't have to worry about being asked about your embellishments.
If you don't have to try to lie during your interview, you're probably going to do better.
I've been thinking a lot about this lately with some things that I've had going on behind the scenes and everything. And it's why I'm so thankful. When I was about 9-10 years old, I fell in love with quotes. And one of the first ones I fell in love with was Mark Twain's, "If you tell the truth, you don't have to remember anything."
Mm-hmm.
And I have lived my life like that. I am not saying that I'm perfect. I'm not saying that I tell the truth 100% of the time or anything like that. I'm no different than anybody, most people out there. But it has made my life a lot easier because I just own things. Does it make it awkward and difficult at times? Oh, God, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. But I don't have to lie. I'm not staying up at night worrying about the rug being pulled out from under me or anything like that. All my skeletons are out of the closet. They're out there dancing. I don't have to worry about those things, so it's not one of those things that I have hanging over my head. I don't have this cloud over me or anything. And when it comes to a job, so For those that haven't heard this story, and those that have had, I apologize, but I see this. My mom shows me in the newspaper that WFHR and WGLX are hiring. And it's a radio station. I'm excited. I want to do this. But I have no qualifications. I've never worked a day in life in radio. I didn't go to school for it or anything like that. And I the one requirement they have along with a resume is to have a cassette tape with, you say a classic rock 103.3, blah, 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 and all that. So I don't have the one time in my life I don't have a working tape recorder. And I got to get the resume in by Sunday. I got to get in by the next day. So I've got a VHS tape of a bunch of like sketches that me and my friends did as an improv group, as an acting group, I mean. And I put that along with my resume. So I hand in to a radio station a VHS tape and my resume.
Okay.
Panama Jack, Jim Ross, brings me in for an interview. I go in. He tells me right out the gate, I just wanted to meet the guy who handed in a VHS tape for a radio interview. And my resume was bunk, was nothing. And but there was something about me that he saw in me in our conversation that he was like, well, you know what? I'll bring you back for another interview. And he does. And I got hired. It was the day right after 9/11. And he hired me and he told me, look, we're hiring you and this other guy. Now, this other guy had a 3-page resume. He did everything from, announcing, bullfighting to working in radio to working for Shriners, blah, 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 all these things. He lied on his resume. He embellished on his resume. And I was told that I would be in radio for 3 months, get my feet wet, and maybe if I'm lucky, I'll get another job down the line. Whereas this guy was going to be the next face, the next voice of of WGLX. He got fired. He got fired not only from not only for lying on his resume and because he could not do 90% of the job, 95% of the job, but he was also stealing from the company. There was that too. And you flash forward, and here I am, still in this industry, still doing this.
Truth will set you free.
And I know it is one example. It's not to say that this happens every single time, but man, I don't have good luck. I don't have good things happen to me. Like, for me to have this happen, it means it can definitely happen for you. Just by being honest and being enthusiastic about the job that you're applying for. I'm not saying you're going to land it, but you dang sure ain't going to keep it if you lie in your resume.
Yeah.
What good is getting the job if you can't keep it? I don't understand why you would do that. I think that the best case is, our moms and dads were on it, were real. They were true. They were honest in the beginning. Being honest is the best policy.
It is. It is.
That being said, I could see, like, if you didn't really care about a job, like having some real fun with that resume. if that's a whole different ballgame. If you're just trying to have fun, if you're just trying
Who of us can afford to do that, James?
Yeah, zero. Nobody. Nobody.
Who has time?
But I'm trying to find a way to spin this.
Could be positive?
I got nothing.
You could end up on our That Ain't Right story with your bad resume.
Thank you, Melissa. Thank you for playing. You played along. Thank you. We'll be back after Melissa's news with a great one. Halloween poll. Are these couple costumes cute or cringy?
Yay, costumes!
Coming up on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The names of the two teens killed on Highway 73 early Monday morning have been released. The driver was 14-year-old Quinton T. Plakinski of Marshfield. He was driving on Polish Road when he failed to stop at the stop sign for Highway 73 and the vehicle was hit by a semi. The passenger was 16-year-old Connor K. Ostrecki of Stratford. Both were declared dead at the scene. The investigation into the crash is ongoing. An 11-year-old boy went missing last night in Wood County. Mason left his home in the Hewitt area around 3 yesterday afternoon and didn't tell anyone where he was going. The Wood County Sheriff's Department put out a notice that he was last seen near the intersection of Yellowstone Drive and Mallard Lane near 11 p.m., The department said Mason was found in the early hours of Wednesday morning and is safe. The United Way of Southwood in Adams Counties is looking for volunteers to rake for their Day of Caring. Volunteers are needed to rake yards on October 21st. You can register online at uwswac.org. Those under the age of 18 need to have a signed waiver from their parent or guardian. The River Riders Bike Share Fall Community Ride is taking place tomorrow. You can ride with Wood County Sheriff Becker and Grand Rapids Police Chief Patterson on this fall ride. Bikers can meet at Lake Wazicha at White Sands Beach. The ride starts at 5:30. You can bring your own bike or use a rideshare one. Don't forget your helmet. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
To everyone who craves a rich and creamy hometown treat, let our team member Nevaeh tell you how we do it at Culver's.
Every scoop of Culver's fresh frozen custard is made in small batches throughout the day. Because where we come from, the little things make a big difference. Like bringing back a seasonal favorite, our salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer and pumpkin spice shake are back for a limited time. Handcrafted with farm fresh dairy and real pureed pumpkin just for you.
From Wisconsin with love. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with 8th Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thstreetauto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Highs around 52 this afternoon under overcast skies, northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tonight, lows around 38. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, highs around 58. Temps below average Thursday and Friday with highs from the low 50s to the mid 50s. Showers both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 44.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
Never had a doubt in the beginning, never a doubt. Man, that beat is so 80s. That is just so much an 80s beat. Melissa and I got to get into one right here, and it's 'tis the season time, everybody. One of our favorite times of year, Halloween. You and I, a big, coming from the acting community and stuff, love our costumes, yeah. Like dressing up and all that. And
costumes are fun.
And one of the things I like about this time of year, Melissa, is this year everybody gets to be an actor. Everybody gets to be performative and everything. It's fun. Mm-hmm. It's a fun time of year. So
it's
let's
fun
get
to dress up.
But here's the part where it gets a little, is it fun or cringy? Is it cute or cringy? We have a Halloween poll. Are these couple costumes cute or cringy? Studyfinds.com combined through advice sites to predict the best couple costumes of 23. And can you guess which one is number one? Yeah. I think if you think about it for a second, Melissa, big movie that came out over the summer. Ken and Barbie.
You know. Oh, yeah. I did see quite a few of those in Spirit Halloween when I was there yesterday.
Mm. Shout out to you. Not only doing that, but going to Spirit Halloween with four kids. You are amazing. You are a warrior.
We had fun.
Good.
Study Fine says Ken and Barbie is the best couple costume of the year. The one reason to avoid it is you might not be the only Ken and Barbie at the couple at the party.
Yeah. To be fair, there's quite a few variations. You can be Barbie in a box.
Yeah, yeah.
They actually have the box.
Yeah. It's very true. Very true. I will say too. One of the things that I think when it comes to this list is the fun that you can have with these. Even if you are going and there are other Ken and Barbies, maybe add a little bit to it to make it your own.
Well, you're not going to look exactly like them.
Yeah, yeah. The rest of the top five are Mario and Luigi.
Bob Ross, classic.
I love this one. Bob Ross and a happy tree.
In a happy tree.
Oh, I love that. I want to be the happy tree. I want to be the happy tree.
I've seen it with Bob Ross and the easel, which I also like.
That's a good one, too. Yeah. Oh, I like that. Fred and Daphne from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, another classic.
Ariel and Prince Eric from The Little Mermaid.
Oh, I suppose that movie just recently came out, too.
BuzzFeed just did a big poll on couple costumes to help people decide if their idea is cute or cringy. Over 35,000 people voted.
Wow.
It's a pretty good list.
People like costumes.
Yeah, yeah. And two of the costumes we just mentioned were part of the poll. So here are how people voted. Okay. We go to, first, the Ken and Barbie costume. 78% said that's cute. 22% said it's cringy. Okay. It's cringy if you're not a couple. Like, brothers and sisters can't do this one. like there's certain... But I've seen it. I've seen people do that before, and I don't know what they're thinking. I don't understand it. Yeah. Who do you think you are? Fred and Frank and Nancy Sinatra? I mean, come on. It's just that's not your answer. Fred and Daphne from Scooby-Doo. 74% think it's a good one. Nobody thought that was cringy. Nobody thought that one was. Homer and Marge Simpson.
Aww.
Now, 67% say that's cringy. In general, straight out of the bag costumes and anything that seems outdated didn't do so well. As much as I love The Simpsons, I understand that they're not exactly, modern. That's not the hippest thing to be is Homer and Marge. I get that. I think that now I'm seeing that they're going cringy in a different direction than I thought they might have gone.
Okay, but like Scooby-Doo, that's... Isn't that older than...
Much older. Much
South
older.
Park?
Yeah, 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 in The Simpsons, yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, sorry, Simpsons.
Yeah, it's fine.
I had the S right.
Yeah, you did.
Adult cartoon.
There you go. See, you got it. Number four, Cruella... I would love, by the way, to be Homer or Marge for Halloween. I would do either one.
I think you'd make a great Marge.
I think I got the hair for it. I think I got... Cruella de Vil and a Dalmatian. 63% say that is cringy. Yeah, have you seen the show?
Kind of a horror. So that's kind of fitting for Halloween because I'd say she's a horror villain of that elk.
I think you can make the argument Cruella is the most evil Disney character of all time.
Yeah,
not only is she insane, but she's running around.
She wants to kill puppies.
She wants to kill 100 puppies to make a coat.
101.
In the history of Disney villains, most of them, like, they want to take over the world or they want to, do this or that or whatever. This lady just wants, fashion.
So maybe that's why it's cringy, because obviously the woman is going to be Cruella, while the man in the couple has to be the dog, and he's slated to be killed.
Yeah. Number five, Kermit and Miss Piggy. 55% say that's cringy.
Okay.
I think that might get a little bit confusing for some because we think of them as kids stuff. And to see, adults in kids stuff. But again, we go back to Barbie and Ken.
Well, but also Kermit and Miss Piggy were from our childhood.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
So us as adults wanting to, I don't think it's a bad thing.
I don't see anything cringy about
that. It's not easy being green.
One. Yeah, yeah. Leave Kermit and Miss Piggy alone. I don't know. find out if they were our Muppet on What the Muppet this week. Be sure to check out What the Muppet podcast, wherever you get your podcast. I'm sorry. I can't help myself.
I'm going to start keeping score.
You should. You really should. And Civic should charge me every time I say something.
Probably.
Harley Quinn and the Joker. It's close. 49% say that's cute. 51% say that's cringy.
Okay.
So I think on the surface, go ahead, Melissa. Go.
Well, why are these people saying that it's cringy? Is there what's the reasoning behind it? That's what I want to know.
So on the surface, I think they can be kind of fun and cute costumes, and I think that they're very tongue in cheek. If you know about the characters and the dynamics of it, it can be considered a bit of an abusive relationship. The way the Joker has always treated Harley.
Okay.
And that is a non-starter to me. Like it depends on the people that are doing the costumes. If they're a fun couple, they're likable, whatever, blah blah blah, you're going to take it a different way than a couple that has problems seeing what those wearing. I'm a big fan of the Joker. I like a lot of those things and everything, but I'm not the guy that wants to be the Joker. I think it's a fun character to play. I think it's a fun character to read about. It's a pretty big...
Not who you would choose to dress up for as Halloween?
Yeah, no, I would dress up. I've got actually a costume I've been working on that I want to perfect of the Joker costume. But again, I'm not looking to do it because I want to be the Joker. I just want to play him in a movie or something like that. So there's some people out there, the lines blur a little bit.
I suppose. But I guess I kind of look at it as these are two characters from a movie or a whole genre of movies that people like.
I mean, don't know. This is coming from me, so I understand you got to take it with a grain of salt. Don't overthink this.
You're getting a little deep here. It's a costume.
Yeah, it's a costume. Peter Pan and Wendy. Close again. 49% say that's cute. 51% say it's cringy.
I mean, they are kids.
Yeah, that part. Football player and cheerleader. Only 46% think that's cute.
46%.
Mickey and Minnie. 53% still think it's a great couple's costume.
Yeah. Very classic.
Yeah. And finally, a plug and an outlet. Okay, come on. wait a minute here. Yeah. That one, it's the least popular costume on the list at 89% say cringy. And I broke Melissa. I broke her.
I want to know, how do you dress up like an outlet? I'm going to have to Google this. Outlet costume.
Be very careful as you Google that, Melissa. Be very careful as you...
It's research purposes here.
Yes.
Actually, it popped up. Outlet costumes.
Boy, now I got to do it.
Oh, no. Costume outlets. Spirit Halloween and all the different...
Yeah, I just pulled this one up, and I immediately regret it. I immediately regret pulling that one up. I really wish I hadn't done that.
Okay, but I like the one where the guy is wearing the actual plug on his top of his head, like a hat.
Yeah. That's not so bad.
One's kind of cute.
I like that. That's a good one. You can find the rest of this list as BuzzFeed.com. A shout out to our friends at BuzzFeed. That was fun.
Well, and it's the time of year that we get to talk about costumes, and that's fun.
And please feel free, anytime between now and Halloween, to call up and let us know what you're dressing up as for Halloween. We'd love to hear that.
Better yet, share pictures on our Facebook page.
Please do that. Do all of the above. In fact, if you do that now until the end of Halloween, Melissa, I'm calling an audible here, if you agree with me. If they call up and share their Halloween costume with us, or if they share it on Facebook, they get a shirt.
Yes. I knew you were going with this, yes, 100%.
All right, Melissa said it's okay, so we're doing it. You guys do that, we'll get you a shirt.
I make the rules around here.
Yeah, it's a democracy. We're a democracy around here, so
you got my vote.
We got two votes for yes. That good for us. Go ahead and celebrate all season, all year, all month long with us. I'll get it right one of these times. as we celebrate Halloween around here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
It's time to lock in your tee time at University Ridge Golf Course, proud host site of the American Family Insurance Championship and home to the Wisconsin Badger golf teams. University Ridge is a public course that's yours to play without a costly membership. Visit universityridge.com and reserve your 18-hole tee time up to 90 days in advance. Don't have time for 18 holes? Try our 9-hole putting green or hit balls on our grass tee practice range. Play where the Badgers and the pros play. University Ridge.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 52. Northwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 38. Tonight, overcast. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 58. Temps below average Thursday and Friday, with highs from the low 50s to the mid 50s. Showers both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 46.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope you're having a good Tuesday out there. Thanks so much for joining us. Melissa and James here to take it to the top of the hour. As goes Wisconsin, we'll kick off after CBS News. Mm-hmm. Be sure to join Jane for that. Jane doing a great job. Shout out to Jane pitch hitting over there.
Oh, yeah.
We hope Kristen's doing well.
Mm-hmm. And the new baby Frankie.
Mm-hmm. We got to get to a That Ain't Right story here, Melissa, and I've been sitting on this one for a little bit. I thought you and I would have some fun with this one.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be great if you could part traffic like the Red Sea and get to work in half the time?
Oh, well, sure.
It happened for a woman in Utah, and she didn't even know why. A lady in Salt Lake City was driving around in a black Dodge Charger that she recently bought used, apparently. And people in front of her kept pulling over and letting her pass. She had no idea why until she saw a photo released by Salt Lake City police last Wednesday. It turned out the car was modified so the fog lights could flash any color you wanted. And whoever owned the car before her had them set to, you guessed it, red and blue.
Red and blue. Oh,
so
my
it
goodness.
Looked like an unmarked cop car.
Oh, man.
So she could face charges for impersonating an officer, but she turned herself in, and the police determined it really was an innocent mistake.
Wasn't her fault.
Yeah, they gave her a pass on this one, and they even helped her remove the lights because she didn't know how to do it and everything. First off, big shout out to those police officers at Salt Lake City. That's the way to handle that. Nicely done by them.
They were being human. Yes. Good.
That ain't right part is the person that sold her the vehicle.
Yep.
That
didn't tell her about that.
I would like, though, for all of us as a group, as all of us together, to just put ourselves in her shoes while she's driving and everybody's moving out of the way.
I don't know how I would react to that. Like, what's wrong with me?
Exactly. Yes.
Who's behind me?
The first couple of minutes, I'm like, ooh, all right. Hey, you got to take the wins where you can get them, man. Like, all right, this is pretty cool. Thirty seconds later, I'm like, all right, what is going on? What am I doing? Like, I would be freaking out.
The fifth car moves over.
I don't freak out easy, but something like that would definitely be like, it's one thing if you're walking. And a crowd of people move out of your way. Then it's kind of like, well, what do I got? Something on my face? What do I, you know, that kind of thing. If you're in a vehicle, I wouldn't even know what to think. Like, the people don't usually get out of the way for vehicles, except for maybe a police car or something.
Right, or emergency vehicles or, you know, any kind of our EMS services. That would be crazy.
Yeah, that ain't right. That ain't right. That's
But it's good that she turned herself in.
Yeah, well, that was just a smart move on her part. I mean, that definitely going to go a long way with that. Ooh, we need some palate cleansers. We need some palate cleansers. Thankfully, earlier in the show today, we had one with our good friend Dawn from the Parks and Rec, Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Rec Department.
So many fun things coming up.
Find out more about them by going to their website, parks.wirapids.org, parks.wirapids.org, and be sure to follow them on Facebook. Just type into your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Recs Department. I did that, and I see a couple of things pop up, Melissa. One of them you were telling us about during one of your news breaks. The River Riders Bike Share have the Fall Community Bike Ride coming up.
Yeah, that's happening tomorrow at 5:30. I believe.
Be sure to check that out over at Lake Wazicha, White Sands Beach. Rides start at 5:30. Join our good friends, Sheriff Sean Becker and Grand Rapids Police Chief Pedersen.
Yeah. And you can bring your own bike, or you can borrow one of the River Riders bike share bikes, but make sure you bring your helmet.
Yeah, and riders receive a free bike share T-shirt while supplies last. and enjoy and have a good time. We wish everybody a safe travels out there for that event. Yeah. That's going to be a fun one. Another thing that came up, checking out the website there, we'll get to in a moment. I did want to remind everybody today from 3 to 4, be sure to join us for a great hour of Midday Magazine as we kick it off for the week. In part one, Lacey Ayling, Events and Engagement Director with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, going to join us.
Oh, good. She'll fill you in on everything going on.
Looking forward to that. Got a lot of great things coming up with our chamber. And in part two, it's Let's Talk Real Estate. Lindsay Scheider, Director of Business and Real Estate Professional with Coal Banker Realtors.
Realtors.
We're going to be talking about with them. Looking forward to that. That's going to be in part two at 3:30 today.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
And then a little after that at 7:05 right here on WFHR, the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. Join us for an hour long. We talk with the Wisconsin Badgers head coach of your hockey team, Badgers hockey team. It's a good whoop, one. Whoop. Be sure to check that out.
Hockey, baby.
Yeah, yeah. You had me at hock. You didn't even need to say the whole word.
Hockey.
Yeah. I'm already in. See? I'm already
But that's
in.
Still ice cream. So. Mm,
yeah, yeah.
You'd be there for
also
that.
Also makes me think of MASH. The Hawkeye from MASH.
Yeah, Hawkeye. Good.
Speaking of MASH, that played right into this. Come out and support Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534 by eating at Culver's on A Street in Wisconsin Rapids.
Get some good food in you.
Yeah, this is going on today, everybody. 10% of all proceeds for both from both the drive-thru and dining-in will go to support programs and operations of Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534.
Mm-hmm. And the VFW members are going to be there from 4 to 8 to greet you at the door.
It's a great opportunity not only to get some Culver's in your life, but to look some of these great people in the eye and thank them and show some appreciation. And know that you're just by eating Culver's, you are putting back into your community.
Mm-hmm. And doing good things.
Yeah, the VFW does so much good in our community. They are constantly there for us, and they ask so little from us. Here's an opportunity to add to the free parking, to add to their
to the good that they do.
Mm-hmm. 4 to 8 today. Join us at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. 10% of the proceeds going to our VFW Post 2534.
Wonderful.
And we were talking about this, we've been talking about this a lot, Melissa. The City of Wisconsin Rapids invites the public to a leash cutting ceremony for the new dog park located on Saratoga Street between 24th Street North and 25th Street North.
Yeah, it's so new, it doesn't even have an address yet.
Yeah, yeah. This event is going on tomorrow from 4:30 to 5:30 at the dog park. The mayor will
where they announce the new name.
The mayor will make a speech, and yes, he will be announcing the name.
I'm just so excited about it. I had to one-up you on it.
I don't blame you. The public is encouraged to bring their leashed dogs if their dog's temperament is appropriate for the event. You know your dog. You know if it can work, if it be around people.
Yeah, if they're well enough socialized to be around a lot of other dogs and people.
Dogs will be allowed to go unleashed in the park after the leash cutting ceremony. I really...
Hence the name of the ceremony.
Yeah, I really want to do some reporting and bring Sam down there for that. I really want to...
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Please do.
The City of Wisconsin Rapids will also unveil the name of the dog park at this event. From August 1st through September 1st, the public submitted 296 dog park names to the City of Wisconsin Rapids.
Wow. That's awesome.
Big shout out to everybody about that one. And thank you so much for having some fun with this. Our whole community.
And, you know, I submitted the best name. Mm-hmm. It didn't make the cut, though.
Didn't make the cut, but I'm proud of that name. I stand by that
Poop,
name.
Poop, Scoop, and Run. I thought it was a great name for a dog park.
It was a great name. It's a great name. and you can get, you can, you know, if that's not enough, I know that the naming is wrapped up for that, but you can still name something. Name our chicken. Mm-hmm.
That's right. I mean, the selection of the names has been chosen, but you get to choose which one you like best out of the three and rank them according to how you like them.
Go to wiscountry.com/chicken and get in a little rank choice voting, something Melissa and I are very proud of. Go there and you can enter. All you do is enter your name, your email, and then you decide. You pick them in order. Which one do you want first, second, or third? Wisco Chick, Winston Von Kluck, or Agatha?
You know, I think today I'm crowing for Agatha.
Yeah? Yeah? All right.
I don't know. Today I like that one. Yesterday it was Winston Von Kluck, but today it's Agatha.
Something about Winston Von Kluck. Like, there's something about that
And one. Then Seth's suggestion of the nickname of Winnie.
Yes.
Which I just think is great.
I love that. I love that. That's I'm a sucker for nicknames. It's one of the ways my family shows affection is if we give you a nickname. So,
A nickname that for our chicken that is kind of the sound a horse makes is just hilarious to me.
It seems so great. It seems so great.
Seems so fitting for us.
It really does. Wiscountry.com/chicken. Get in on the naming of this, everybody. We're going to be, the naming is going to be going on for a while. And then we'll be announcing the winning name the morning of Halloween, Tuesday, October 31st, on the Sunrise Show on WIRI. Be sure to join us over there. We'll, of course, mentioning it here on WFHR as well, but you can hear it first on WIRI. Again, wiscountry.com/chicken. And a big shout out to Rebecca Sullivan, Jorge, all the people that have worked so hard on this.
Everybody that worked so hard on it.
Really appreciate it.
It's been a wonderful contest. And the winners are going to get fabulous prizes. So you also get to choose who gets what. Of course, we're not revealing who the submissions came from. But
Right. But that does give us a chance to shout out to Chula Vista and appreciate them and helping us out with some great gifts to give to these winners.
Yes.
Wonderful show today, Melissa. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, James.
You have a good day.